This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump took to Twitter on Saturday, seething over the House impeachment inquiry into his conduct after Democrats subpoenaed the White House about contacts with Ukraine. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
In a series of tweets Saturday, as his motorcade ferried him to his Virginia golf course, President Trump defended his comments and lashed out at critics, calling the impeachment proceedings in the House a fraud against the American people.
This is what's wrong.
Traveling in Greece, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dismissed questions about Trump's attempts to push Ukraine and China to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden.
Instead, you get caught up in some silly gotcha game.
Adding,
we know exactly what we were doing there. We were trying to create a situation where it wouldn't be a corrupt government.
But in his own tweet Friday, Republican Senator Mitt Romney said it strains credulity to suggest that it's anything other than politically motivated, noting the only American citizen President Trump singles out is his political opponent. Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea's top nuclear negotiator said Saturday that working-level nuclear talks with the U.S. in Stockholm ended shortly after they began. Kim Myung-gil said outside Pyongyang's embassy in Stockholm, the negotiations have not fulfilled our expectation and finally broke off. However, hours later, the U.S. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortega said in a statement that the early comments from the DPRK do not reflect the content or spirit of Saturday's 8.5-hour discussions. She said the U.S. brought creative ideas and had good discussions with its North Korean counterparts. Saturday's abbreviated talks were the first formal negotiations since U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agreed in June to restart them after the talks collapsed at a summit in February in Vietnam. This is VOA News.